It's Friday, May 22nd. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Young adults need to be looking out for symptoms of an inflammatory condition that was, until recently, thought to affect only children. It is linked to the coronavirus, and doctors are still trying to figure it out. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, flouting the state's mask order, rolled out some blatant Nazi rhetoric while giving a speech at a Ford factory in Michigan. This criminal ghoul, who is responsible for thousands of deaths, has not lost the power to disgust. And lastly, the University of California system is getting rid of the SAT and the ACT admissions tests. It's a victory for critics who argue the tests were biased against minorities.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
There is a mystery syndrome, an inflammatory condition that doctors think is linked to COVID-19, with symptoms a lot like something called Kawasaki disease. When they first noticed the trend in cases, they thought it only affected children. Now, according to the Washington Post, doctors say they are seeing the condition affect young adults as well. In fact, the mystery syndrome may be more severe when it attacks young adults as opposed to children. A pediatric diseases specialist at New York University, Jennifer Leiter, has been studying the condition. She told the Post that the Kawasaki-like symptoms, like swollen blood vessels, seem to occur in children with the condition. But when it hits older adults, the response is more severe and can involve the heart and other organs. The children with Kawasaki symptoms began showing up in U.S. hospitals in March and April. Many had trouble breathing and active coronavirus infections. The Post says the newer wave of patients are mostly previously healthy children, as well as young adults, who all of a sudden came down with fever, abdominal pain, nausea, or vomiting and rashes. Their symptoms, they say, can be a sign of a more serious problem that is undiagnosed and not fully understood. The reason doctors think it's linked to the coronavirus is that patients with the condition test positive with corona antibodies. So they think the mystery condition might be a delayed immune system response to coronavirus infection. And they say doctors and the public need to be aware, even though the syndrome is relatively rare. They are calling it MISC, for multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children. Again, it is rare, but can be dangerous. Most are said to recover, but parents who think their kids might have this condition are advised to seek an urgent medical evaluation. Most Americans know the name Henry Ford, founder of the Ford Motor Company. Many, although probably not most, know Ford was one of the country's most notorious anti-Semites. At the peak of his wealth and power, Ford bought a newspaper in Dearborn, Michigan, and published conspiracy tracts ranting against Jews. He was, in fact, one of the only Americans to earn a medal from Adolf Hitler. He and Ford had a real mutual admiration society going on back in the day. Donald Trump's defenders will tell you that the president is one of those Americans, maybe the majority, who know nothing about this history. Maybe, maybe not. One of his ex-wives claims Trump used to keep a book of Hitler's speeches by the bed. He likes to talk about good German genes. However he feels about them, Nazis certainly love him. Whatever the case, it doesn't excuse what Trump pulled yesterday. He went to Michigan, a disaster area, to speak to workers at a Ford factory. The main point seemed to be to flaunt the fact that he wasn't wearing a mask, even though the company and top state officials asked him to. Because everyone there is required to, you know, to keep everyone safe. But Trump didn't, of course. And then he went and talked about how Henry Ford, the friend of Hitler, had, quote, good bloodlines. Good bloodlines, if you believe in that stuff. He's got good blood, unquote. Draw your own conclusions about what he meant by that. Blood and soil is what they chanted in Charlottesville and Munich before that. No word on Trump's plans to invade Poland. However, he did withdraw from another crucial arms control treaty yesterday, the third such peacekeeping agreement he has gotten rid of since taking over the White House. The Open Skies Treaty, signed in 2002, allows 35, well, now 34, countries to fly over each other's territory and observe their militaries. The U.S. is out of the treaty as of today. Trump says Russia made him do it by violating the treaty. European diplomats say they saw this coming and will still honor the treaty.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
There is some better news for young adults, not to mention teachers and students everywhere. One of America's largest education systems, the University of California, will be doing away with the SAT and the ACT, two outdated, pointless, and demonstrably racist admissions tests. The vote by the Board of Regents was unanimous. There are 10 schools in the UC system, plus a law school and a national research laboratory, and thousands of people have been denied access to these public institutions because of these biased tests. And the Regents admitted as much in taking this vote. One said enough was enough and boasted that the decision marks the beginning of the end for the SAT. And honestly, who will shed a tear for it? The UC system plans to come up with its own admissions test within 5 years, but they did allow for the possibility that a new test won't be ready by then, in which case decisions about how to admit new students will be left up to the judgment of campus admissions officials. Even if some of them do a bad job, they won't be forced to consider the results from a test they know is both bogus and racially biased. Plus, one less piece of stress-producing busy work to torture young people with, like we don't have enough forms to fill out.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Much of the country is being prodded to go back to business as usual. And business as usual in the USA means mass shootings are back too. A 20-year-old man who self-described as an incel shot up a shopping center in Glendale, Arizona. 3 people were injured and 1 is in critical condition. Prosecutors say the wannabe mass murderer was targeting couples and hoped to kill at least 10. And in Texas, someone with a gun was killed while attacking Naval Air Station Corpus Christi. No details were released, but the shooting was said to be terrorism-related. Another weekly tally of unemployment claims was released. Add 2.4 million new filings to the total of 38.6 million Americans who have lost their jobs in 9 weeks since the lockdowns began. And that's an undercount because most people who have lost work either aren't eligible for unemployment benefits for whatever BS reason, or literally can't file a claim because the states were caught flat-footed. What's worse, a study reported in the New York Times estimates that 42% of these new layoffs will be permanent, which means these jobs aren't coming back. What are leaders not getting? People need help. Hong Kong, which has seen massive popular upheaval over the last couple of years, may be losing what remains of its political autonomy. The Chinese central government yesterday imposed a new national security law intended to put an end to what it called foreign interference in last year's massive street protests. The former British colony was returned to Chinese government control in 1997. Anonymous officials told the South China Morning Post the new law targeted, quote, secessionist and subversive activity, as well as foreign interference and terrorism in the city, unquote. Foreign interference all over, huh? Hawaii's Democratic Party primary concludes today. On-site voting was canceled due to coronavirus, and everyone there is voting by mail. And they're one of 5 states to use ranked choice voting, so the results will be interesting, even if Joe Biden remains the presumed presidential nominee. Yesterday, Biden's campaign said they would begin vetting Amy Klobuchar as a possible vice presidential nominee. Does that mean Biden picked Klobuchar for VP? Not necessarily, but people seem to like having this to talk about.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Thank you, Lucy. Tune into the Majority Report live today at noon, folks, or later, wherever your podcasts are found.